This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. We're going to start today with housing because that's the next target of the Biden administration's efforts to curb inflation. Today, the White House announced a plan to address the ongoing shortage of housing that's been driving up home prices and rents all over the country. The strategy includes enticing local governments to loosen up zoning restrictions, making it easier to build manufactured housing and the backyard cottages known as ADUs, and preserving existing affordable housing. As Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, some of these changes may take changing mindsets.
People care a lot about where they live, especially over the past few years, when they've been living there an awful lot. Erin Stumpf is a broker associate with Coldwell Banker. She works in the Sacramento region.
Zoom rooms have become highly coveted areas inside homes.
But at the same time people wanted homes with Zoom rooms, we stopped building as many homes, period, says Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com.
Our estimates suggest that we're 5.8 million single-family homes short. So we're about 4 to 5 years behind where we need to be.
The Biden administration's new plan is about catching up. Urban economist Jenny Schutz is author of the book Fixer Upper, How to Repair America's Broken Housing Systems. She says the plan includes government funds with strings attached.
We will give you money to build additional roads or transit stations, but only if you plan to use your land more efficiently to allow higher density housing around transit, to allow more moderately priced homes to be built.
But Schutz points out a lot of Americans don't want high-density housing or any kind of new development.
People like their neighborhoods the way they are, but also affluent people really like keeping their neighborhoods full of other affluent people.
Many places have banned certain kinds of homes, including manufactured housing or mobile homes, says Salim Firth with George Mason University.
It's honestly one of the few places in, you know, American civil society today where you can simply make fun of people for where they live, right? If you live in a trailer park, we can make jokes about you.
The new plan could make it easier to get loans for these kinds of homes. But economist Jenny Schutz says politicians also need to change their rhetoric.
Every presidential candidate from both parties, if they talk about housing, they talk about the American dream being homeownership and encouraging people to buy homes.
Schutz says that's an outdated way of thinking, and there should be policies to encourage other ways to build wealth. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.